Responsive reading is taken from Matthew chapter 1. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 1. And we shall read responsively from verse 18 through 25. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. The Lord bless the reading of his sacred word. Yes, Christmas is a wonderful time. A wonderful time for us to consider what is the meaning of Christmas. What is the message of Christmas? I think the message of Christmas is found right here in the most famous verse of the Bible, which is John 3:16. If you have your Bible, you may want to turn to this verse. In John 3:16, I'm sure many of us have memorized this verse, or may have been saved through this verse. And here we are told, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is good that at Christmas time, on Christmas Eve, we are found in God's house. It is good that we are not out there in the world celebrating Christmas in a worldly way. The world does not know the meaning of Christmas. Christmas time is just eating and drinking, partying, merrymaking, the whole lot of self-indulgence. Christmas, as celebrated by the world, is very loud and very noisy. And all the noise is meant to distract us, from the Lord Jesus Christ, to distract us from the meaning of Christmas. And all the noise that we hear outside is not only destructive, it is destructive. It destroys the message of Christmas. And so it is good, and I'm sure the Lord is pleased with us, when we celebrate and commemorate Christmas by coming into his house. And in this very simple and solemn and quiet manner and moment, to remember what he had done for us, and how we must be thankful and grateful to him. And for those of you here who are here for the first time. You are here because God wants you to know the meaning of Christmas. Not the false version that's found in the world. The world, when it talks about Christmas, talks about what man can do for man. But the true meaning, the true version of Christmas is not what man can do for man, but what God has done for man. And so we want to consider very carefully John 3:16 tonight. God's perfect gift to mankind, to us. At Christmas time, we give presents to others. It's a time of giving. Well, it is true. 2,000 years ago, God gave. God gave. And His gift was a most marvelous and most wonderful gift. And John 3:16 describes for us what the gift is like, or what the gift is all about. And here in John 3:16, we find, first of all, that this gift is wrapped with love. You know, at Christmas time, we give gifts or presents to one another. And we would wrap the gifts up with very bright, attractive, colorful paper. Well, just yesterday, my wife was wrapping all the gifts with all the gift wrappers, which come in very bright colors. We want to make sure that we present our gifts in a very nice way. We put some effort into wrapping the gifts. Well, God, when He gave us His gift, also wrapped His gift. But He does not wrap it up with paper, easily torn. It's just only a facade, nice to look at outwardly. You know, when God gave us His gift, He wrapped it with love. And our God, the God of the Bible, the living and true God, the Creator of heaven and earth, is a God of love. God is love. It is wrapped with love. And this love, dear friends, is not a selfish kind of love. It's something very sacrificial. When God gave His gift, it was with love, pure love. And in the original, it is agape, not human love, but divine love. Many a time when we give gifts to others, we give with selfish motives, don't we? We give expecting something in return. That's why we talk about exchanging gifts, right? Just in case the other side forgets to give us something, well, we exchange gifts. We don't really give gifts unconditionally, with no strings attached, expecting nothing in return. Many a time we give gifts expecting something in return. There's this selfish reason for our giving. And we take a delight in giving to the rich, hoping that we will get in return something more, don't we? There's selfish giving. And when we give something and then nothing comes back to us, we get very upset. Say, oh, what a waste. Shouldn't have given the gift in the first place. I don't get anything in return. The gift was in vain. And then we blacklist that person. Next year, no more gift. Not only next year. Forevermore, no more gift to this person, isn't it? Sometimes we give like this. But the gift of God, when God gives, it is out of pure and true and sacrificial and selfless love. For God so loved the world that He gave. He so loved the world. And He gave without conditions. He gave with no strings attached. He gave when we don't even deserve to receive anything from Him, because we are not His friends. We are His enemies. We were born in sin. And in our lives, how we sin against Him day in and day out, don't we? We have broken His commandments. We stand guilty before a thrice holy God. And yet He gave. He gave to us. Consider this love, dear friends. For God so loved the world that He gave, that He gave. And this love is elaborated on by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5. Let me read to you this passage. Romans 5 and verse 6 to 8 we read. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is love. That is love. When we give only to our friends. We don't even think of our enemies. But here, when God first gave, He gave thinking of His enemies. He gave them something which is very good, not something which is evil. Something very good. And that is the love of God. And how we need His love. If God has not shown His love to us, we stand condemned. And our final destination would be hell or the lake of fire. But because of Christmas, because of God's love, we can have hope. We can have life. We have good news in a bad news world. And so tonight, we are hearing about this good news, not only through the preaching of God's word. Later on, you will hear God's good news in song. And so let us meditate on this. Not only is God's gift wrapped with His love, we find that God's gift, God's perfect gift, required His all. You know, when we give to others, we give a little of the much that we have, right? But when God gives, He gave His all. When God wants to save us from our sins, He had to give His life. And He had to come down all the way from heaven to earth. That's a long distance. He took all that trouble, all that effort. You know, when we want to buy gifts for someone, we just go downstairs to the department stores, or we just take the MRT to Orchard Road and then get something. Quite convenient. But God went far above and beyond what we can do. God became man. He came down from heaven to earth to be born into this world, to take on flesh and blood. The Son of God, as Calvin says, became the Son of Man, so that the sons of men might become the sons of God. And when He gave His all, He gave us what we need. Many a time when we give gifts to people, you know, we don't know what others require or need or want. We just give to them what we like to give to them. Many a time our giving is out of fun, isn't it? We enjoy giving. It's fun to give. But when God gives, it's not out of fun. It's out of love, out of necessity. We need this gift. And we need all of it. All of God. And God gave His all to us. And what do we need? We need a Savior. Because we are sinners. And we need His salvation. Because we are dead people. Dead in our sin. In the bondage of sin. Under the curse of sin. But God wants to bless us. And He knows our need. And so He gave us what we need. A Savior and salvation. And He gave His all. He gave His all. And what did Jesus do for us? I cannot forget to tell you this. Because this good news, this Christmas message would be no message at all if I do not tell you what Jesus came to do for us. Jesus was born into this world, born of the Virgin Mary, the sinless Son of God, the sinless Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He came to bring peace on earth and goodwill toward men. What is this peace? This peace is peace with God. The Lord Jesus Christ came so that we might be justified by faith. And being justified by faith, we can have peace with God. And He lived for 33 and a half years on this earth. 2,000 years ago, it's a historical fact and a true event. Jesus lived amongst us, walked amongst us, talked with us, showed us the way. And He lived a sinless and perfect life, keeping the Ten Commandments for you and for me, to earn the righteousness that we need to enter into heaven. And then finally, as the sinless Lamb of God, He was crucified for our sins. He had to pay the penalty of sin, which is death on the cross. Bearing our sins and the curse of sin on Himself. Shedding His precious blood, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And then He was buried. But on the third day, He rose from the dead. According to His promise. And this proves to us that Jesus was both God and man. Death cannot hold Him. He has conquered death. Not for Himself, but for you, for me, for everyone who will believe on Him. There is life. Has anyone done this for you? The gifts that we receive, we may enjoy them for a moment, but they come and they go, don't they? I don't even remember what gift I got last year. Do you? And what we get, you know, they only last for a short time. They will not last for life. They will not last forever. But there's one gift you can receive that will last for eternity. That will last for eternity. It's the gift of God in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. The gift of salvation. So here in John 3:16, we find that God's perfect gift is wrapped with His love. And He gave us His all. It required His all. His only begotten Son, His beloved Son, He sent and He sent down to earth to save us from our sins so that we might have eternal life. And so God's perfect gift here is something that will last forever. Because the gift is of infinite value and worth. No money, no amount of money can get you or purchase you this gift. In fact, this gift is free of charge. No charge whatsoever. It cost God His all so that it might be free, might be freely given to us. Eternal life. And so here we read, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, God does not want us to die. He wants us to live. He does not want us to perish. He takes no delight in the destruction of the wicked. He is not happy when, on the day of judgment, people will be sent to hell. Those who are finally impenitent, those who rebel against Him, those who refuse to believe. Well, one day the holiness of God must judge and will judge. And those who disobey, who rebel against God, who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose names are not found in the Lamb's Book of Life, will be consigned to eternal damnation in the lake of fire. But God is not happy. God does not delight in the destruction of the wicked. God keeps on issuing the call for people, for sinners, to repent and be saved. And here it says, "Whosoever believeth," it is a free and genuine offer of His perfect gift to everyone today. Young or old, rich or poor, male or female, of all races, all kinds of people, to every creature, this gift is made available for you, even tonight. Have you received this gift? This perfect gift of God. Just last week, you know, my younger daughter came up to me and said, "Pa, I'm very afraid that I might go to hell." And she asked me for a solution. Well, that was after she heard, you know, my message in the young people's camp last week. So I told her, "Don't be afraid. Jesus can save you, and Jesus has saved you. So you pray to Him and just tell the Lord Jesus, 'Lord Jesus, please save me.'" Just these simple words. Every time you are afraid, just pray, "Lord Jesus, please save me." And God's promise is true. You cry out to Him like a little child, trusting in the good news in His promise here. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He will save. God does not lie. He tells the truth. And He is all powerful. He will save you. So every time you are afraid, are you afraid right now? Are you sure of your salvation? Are you sure that your sins are forgiven? Do you know the meaning of life? If you are not sure of your salvation, you are not sure you're going to heaven, you're not sure that your sins are forgiven, you can be very sure tonight. For God's word and God's promise is yes and amen. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. God says so. God promised right here in this Christmas message. So this message is not only for little children, for my little daughter, 11 years old. Yes, she doesn't have to be afraid. And you do not have to be afraid also. You can live. God does not want us to die. He wants us to live. And not only live right now, but live forevermore. And tonight, you must, you want to make sure of that. And once you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God will protect you. God will preserve you. God will persevere in you until the very end. You cannot lose this gift that God has given to you. Some people, when they give us this gift, after some time, they don't like us anymore. They want to take the gift back. God does not take His gift back. Once He gives us His gift, His perfect gift, it is ours to have forever. Make sure you have this gift. It's freely offered. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you have this life? Only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is Christmas. It's all about Jesus Christ, what God has done for man. And so I urge you, I plead with you tonight, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your good works, which are actually no good. For in the sight of God, all our good works are filthy rags. We must only trust in the good work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has done all that is necessary for us. This is God's perfect gift, which is wrapped in His love, with His love. And it required His all. He gave His all for us, to us. His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and rose from the dead on the third day. And when we believe on Him, we will have eternal life, which will last forever. The gift is yours to keep. It will not fade away. It will last forever. You may have received, and you will receive many gifts tonight or tomorrow, but make sure you don't miss out on this perfect gift of God. And He makes this gift to you today. Salvation is tonight, today. Do not delay. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today, this very night. How? Just say a simple word of prayer. Lord Jesus, please save me. You will be saved.